Recording in progress.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Piscataway Town Council meeting reorganization for January 2nd, 2024. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be a public comment period for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion, as the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account. We ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Town Council is always available by email and phone, and you could always call the Mayor's office during normal operating hours. Would everyone please join me in the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, we're going to do nominations for the 2024 Council President, and it'll be my honor to nominate the Council President for 2024. I'd like to nominate Gabrielle Cahill, my friend and colleague, someone who always has the interest of the public's at her heart, and she works very diligently and is very dedicated to her position. So I would like to nominate for Council President 2024, Gabrielle Cahill. Have a second? We do a roll call vote. Can you please call the roll, Mrs.
Sure. Peter? Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Absolutely, yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Yes.
You're not Rouse. Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
And we will now switch positions.
Thank you, Councilwoman Lombardi, and thank you, Councilwoman Carmichael, for the vote of confidence. I do appreciate that, and I appreciate everyone here on the council, and Melissa and Kelly for all the hard work, Mayor, Tim and Raj, thank you very much for everything that you do for the town, for our residents. Just want to note that the last time I did this, we were in shutdowns. And we were having closed meetings here with just myself, our clerk, Melissa, the mayor, and Tim, and our attorney, Raj. And it certainly was a different atmosphere where we all sat on different points or in other parts of the building. So I'm really happy that we're all back together here and as council president to be here with all you great folks as well. So thank you again. So with that, we're going to go on to The next item, number five, which are nominations to elect the council vice president, and it is my distinct honor to put forth Dennis Espinosa as council vice president. Dennis, if you don't know, has been a longtime active member of our township. He served on planning board alongside myself and has raised his family here. So I would like to nominate Dennis Espinosa for vice council chair, for vice president, sorry. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Melissa, let's take a vote.
Sure. Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes. Congratulations, Dennis.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, Madam President, and Council, for all your support you've shown, not only to me, but to the Council overall and to the people of Piscataway. I'm going to continue to doing my best in supporting and looking at the best interests for the public and for Piscataway. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And now this will bring us to number six, which is a call of the reorganization meeting to order. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231, PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda, by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Here.
Council President Cahill?
And I am here as well. And that'll bring us to number eight, which are the mayor's appointments. These are to the Civil Rights Advisory Commission, Community Outreach Advisory Board, Green Initiatives, Historic Preservation Advisory Commission, Planning Board, and Presiding Municipal Court Judge. For all those who are going to be sworn in tonight, would you please come into the... end?
Yeah. I'm going to read their names.
Okay. My apologies. We'll do that at the end. Okay. So we'll go to number... yep.
To the Civil Rights Advisory Commission, Sherry Alexander, Anna Almanzar, Sharon Carmichael, Gloria Cook, Lemoy Haddad, Louise Huckleby, Sharon Robinson-Briggs, Shirley Saunders. To the Community Outreach Advisory Commission, Christopher Jenkins, Kimberly Lane, Paul Sinkler, and Jerry Wilson. To the Green Initiatives Committee, Dawn Corcoran, Gabrielle Cahill. To the Historic Preservation Advisory Commission, Christine Mosier, June Sadlowski, Gabrielle Cahill, and Carol Natarelli. To the Planning Board, Gabrielle Cahill, Dawn Corcoran, Alex Adkins, and the Presiding Municipal Court Judge, James Hobisch.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. So we'll go to number nine, which is open to the public. This is for items regarding item number 13, which are the consent agenda items. Let's just make sure I read the statement for this. One second. This one?
Okay. 10 days now, then we'll call them, and then this is after.
Okay. Okay. So for each public comment portion for the remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and note that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. So again, this is for remote attendees only for item number 13, which are the consent agenda items. Ms. Cedar, do
Council
we have
President, that? There are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Okay, so I'm going to close the remote attendee public portion, and that'll bring us to the in-person attendees comment portion. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. So if anyone in the public has comments about item number 13, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and note that you have 3 minutes in which to speak. Okay, I see no one in the public with an interest to come and speak right now, so I'm going to close the public portion. Okay, that'll bring us to number 10, which is an ordinance on first reading. This is amending and supplementing Chapter 21 zoning, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 21 zoning 21-1402, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 30th day of January, 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do I have an offer?
Offer.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
Would you please take the roll call?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on first reading. That'll bring us to number 11, which is also an ordinance on first reading. This is amending and supplementing Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 40, Control for the Movement and Parking of Traffic on Public and Private Property to assert Title 39 jurisdiction on 88 Centennial Avenue. And it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 40, Control for the Movement and Parking of Traffic on Public and Private Property, to assert Title 39 jurisdiction on 88 Centennial Avenue, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading of public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 30th day of January, 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do I have an offer?
Offer.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on first reading. That'll bring us to number 12, which is an ordinance on first reading, an ordinance releasing, extinguishing, and vacating the rights of the public in portions of Clausen Street, Brook Avenue, and Field Avenue. It is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance releasing, extinguishing, and vacating the rights of the public in portions of Clausen Street, Brook Avenue, and Field Avenue in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, and State of New Jersey, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 30th day of January 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do I have an offer? Okay, thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on first reading. So that'll bring us to number 13, which is the consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, items have been...
President, we're going to hold TT. It needs a little bit more engineering review.
The tri-party agreement between South Plainfield and Middlesex County for a traffic signal light.
Oh, okay, so that was part of my question. It was if anything had to be voted on separately. Chance to finish. Sorry about that. So let me just state the consent vote verbiage. For efficiency, items have been consolidated in consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda item to be discussed or voted on separately? TT, thank you, Tim, will be removed. Is there anything else that the council or administration has comment or needs to be removed or voted on separately on the consent agenda items? Okay, seeing none, can I get an offer?
Offer.
Do I have a second?
Second. Dennis.
Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Sure. And then after I do that, I actually read the names because these are the people that we swear in.
Okay. Very good.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so the following are the appointments. Appointment of Kelly Mitch as Deputy Municipal Clerk. Appointments of Kelly Mitch and as Deputy Registrar and Bunty Sood as Alternate Deputy Registrar of Vital Statistics. Appointment of Joseph Lombardi as Conflict Emergency Municipal Court Judge. Appointment of Michelle Stiles to the Board of Ethics. Appointments of Carmen Braxton, Barbara Bridgers, and Barbara Pollux to the Cultural Arts Advisory Commission. Appointments of Crystal Anderson, Steve Sladke, Franklin Leroy Gibson to the Health Advisory Commission. Appointment of Linwood Rouse to the Housing and Community Development Advisory Committee. Appointments of Evelyn Hartman, Timothy Dacey, Chris Iravando, Janine Albanese, and Kimberly Lane to the Library Board of Trustees. Appointment of Thomas Rada as Certified Animal Control Officer and Sean Morelli as Animal Cruelty Investigator. Appointments of Joanna Drennan, William Keenan, and Henry Kenny to the Property Maintenance Board of Appeals. Appointment of Rahim Hashmi, Helen Perillo, Amar Goswami, Michelle Lombardi, Ahmed Multani, and Cindy Galley to the Public Relations Advisory Commission. Appointment of Dennis Espinosa, Aaron Gibbs, Frank Aaron, Pat Morgan, Rico Hernandez, and Talaha Khan to the Recreation Advisory Commission. Appointments of Henry Kenny and Alex Adkins to the Rent Leveling Board. Appointments of Walter Honer, Herman Jackson, Chor Lee, Mon Louie, Antonio Abano, Joyce Coles, and Karen O'Donnell to the Senior Citizens Advisory Commission. Appointments of Joyce Coles, Michelle Lombardi, and Marilyn O'Day to the Senior Citizen Housing Board of Trustees. Appointments of Kalpesh Patel and Stephen Weissman to the Zoning Board of Adjustment. Appointment of James F. Clark III, Esquire, as Supervising Prosecutor. Appointments of Thomas J. Lanza, Esquire, and John Kozinski, Esquire, as Township Prosecutors. Appointment of Timothy Dacey as Public Agency Compliance Officer. Appointments of James Harding, Esquire, and John Wisniewski, Esquire, as Public Defenders. Appointment of Vanessa Cologne as Municipal Court Administrator. Appointment of Angela Dos Santos as Deputy Municipal Court Administrator. Appointments of Robert Gore, Christopher Iotis, William Griffith, Thomas Przybylski, Brad Stover, and Joseph Quigley as Special Police Officers. Appointment of Maria E. Valenti-Kammerer as a Qualified Purchasing Agent. Appointment of Alex Moise as a Tax Collector. Appointment of Vandana Kurana as the Treasurer. Appointment of Guy Gaspari as the Recycling Coordinator, as well as Guy Gaspari appointed as the Clean Communities Coordinator.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. You went through that quicker than I thought. Okay. All right, so next. So, Mr. Mayor, that brings to number 14 with it, which is oath of office. So, yep. So now, everyone who is going to be sworn in tonight may come up here if you want to grab a Bible to have you be sworn in. We'll do that now, and the mayor will administer the oath of office for all these various positions.
Okay, repeat after me. I, and state your name, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and of the state of New Jersey, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and to the governments established in the United States and in this state, under the authority of the people, that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of the office of, and there you go, and state your office. Okay, according to the best of my ability.
Okay.
Congratulations. The run is easy. If those folks that just took the oath, if you want to execute your signed oaths right there, we have them in the back there. So if you want to go up and sign them, that'd be helpful. We can multitask here in Piscataway.
Yep. Thank you, Mayor. We appreciate that announcement. And as folks are doing that, we can then go to number 15, which are the appointment of council committees. Ms. Cedar, would you please read those?
Sure. 2024 appointment of council committees, Public Safety Committee, Sharon Carmichael, Michelle Lombardi, and Frank Aaron. The Public Works Committee, Sharon Carmichael, Dennis Espinosa, and Linwood Rouse. To the Finance Committee, Michelle Lombardi, Kapil Shah, and Frank Aaron. And the Personnel Committee, Dennis Espinosa, Linwood Rouse, and Kapil Shah.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. And that'll bring us to number 16, which announcements and comments from officials. And tonight, we're not going to necessarily go in alphabetical order because we're going to go to the person who's sitting there in the first. Councilwoman Lombardi, take this opportunity to have your comments first.
Okay, that's great. I'd like to wish everybody a very happy and healthy 2024. I'd also like to thank Frank for his service as president in 2023. Thank you for everything you did for us, Council President. And incoming Gabrielle Cahill, we look forward to working with you and accomplishing great things. And let's hope that we don't get a lot of snow over the weekend.
The woman, Carmichael.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I am happy to be here to serve on these committees. Thank you so much for giving me the honor to serve. And I promise to do my best and to work hard and represent the township and the council to the best of my ability. And thank you, Frank Aaron, for your leadership and your coaching, and congratulations to President Cahill and Vice President Espinosa. And thank you to all my council members who support me and the township. And everyone in the township, have a happy and a prosperous new year. Looking forward to working with you.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilman Espinosa.
Thank you, Madam President. I want to thank again. This team has been incredible. I've gotten so much support and learning so much. I just want to say thank you. Thank you to Frank and everyone on this council. I also want to thank the public for in opening up and letting me hear their concerns and it's residents and the people of Piscataway that we need to work together in order for us to move forward. And I'm expecting a lot more feedback from our communities so that way we can work together and move forward in 2024. So I'm looking forward for that, especially that, and may everybody be healthy in 2024. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Espinosa. Councilman Rouse.
Oh, yes. First of all, I want to just say congratulations to our incoming president and vice president, and to tell Frank he did a marvelous job, and to prepare myself now to get back in action with everybody for to do all we can do to make Piscataway the best township to live in. It's been trying, been the last trying year and a half, but I'm here in 24, and things are going very well. I want to thank the mayor and all the council for all their concern, all their support, and all their prayers. And looking forward to being very, very physical and visible in this upcoming year. So I want to thank everybody once again.
Thank you, Councilman Rouse. That was lovely. Councilman Shaw?
Happy New Year. And this is my 8th year work with this council team and mayor. I learned a lot of things, and I want to say special to all township employees who work with them. It is really enjoy and a lot of things learned from them too, and very supportive. So I want to say thank you to everybody. And Frank, last year presidency is great. And incoming Gabriel and good luck for 2024.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman Shaw. Councilman Earn.
Yes, I just want to wish everybody a happy and healthy new year and congratulations to the Gabrielle president and Dennis, the vice president. And I just want to thank everybody for the support for last year. I really appreciate it.
Mr. Mayor?
Very brevity. Want to thank all the volunteers here with our great community. For most of you that don't realize, we really rely on the volunteers in our community a lot to provide a lot of great services within our community. We're very fortunate enough that we have a very large volunteer base of people that want to give up their time and help the community at large, whether it's the boards and commissions or volunteering in emergency services or et cetera or any other items. So I really, once again, on behalf of myself and our professional staff, to thank all the volunteers out there. As a quick note, we're going to have a very busy year coming up. We're expecting to get more of these road projects out to bid, reconstruct a lot of streets in town, continue renovating our 27 municipal parks, obviously working on the ecological park, and a lot of other items out there. And I don't want to be bold to say this right now, but until we get to the budgeting, I would not be surprised if we have our tax rate either stay stable or go down again. So
that would be great news, Mr. Mayor.
That would be the seventh year in a row.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Mr. Dacey?
Just like to wish everybody a happy new year and look forward to working with everybody this year. It should be a very, very exciting year.
Thank you.
Just, yeah, looking forward to working with the administration and the council this year. And I think we'll do some great things.
Thank you. And I, too, would like to thank, give a special thanks to Frank Earn. Frank led us through this last year professionally. I don't think you missed one council meeting. You did not. Yes, he does. And Frank, you know, it's not lost on me how much you've dedicated your life to this town, not just here on this council, but your entire life with your coaching, your whole entire family actually being involved in town. And now your service here on council, I think it was very fitting. I am very grateful and appreciative for your leadership. Thank you. And Dennis, I look forward to you as well, working with you, the entire council. To the Township of Piscataway, I think that you cannot find a more grateful council here to serve you and to be your public servants and to have your confidence. I think between our tax rate, our public services, certainly during the time of COVID, I'd like to remind everybody that the township did not stop running. We did not have to furlough anyone, and services kept going. And that is through the leadership at the top, Mr. Mayor, our business administrator, our CFO, Daniel, the entire staff here at the municipal building works hard every day to give our residents the best service that they can. And I look forward to this year. I look forward to finding more ways to do right by our residents every day. And I know that this team is ready for that. So super excited. Okay. Sorry about that. Got a little long-winded there. Oh, and also, too, lest we forget our clerk and our assistant clerk who sit up here all the time and have to listen to our long-winded speeches. Thank you very much. You are the face, too, of this town. And Dana, I know, is in the back there, Cordman, and Jen Johnson, all of you who are front-facing to our residents. Thank you very much. All right. Okay, now, whew, that takes care of that. Number 17 will be a discussion for the consent session for the agenda for the session on January 30th, 2024. The first item will be an ordinance on second reading, amending and supplementing Chapter 21 zoning. It will be also open to the public, and it will be a resolution adopting ordinance. Do any of the council or administration have questions or concerns on that? Seeing none, that will be on. The next item will be an ordinance on second reading, amending and supplementing Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 40, Control for the Movement and Parking of Traffic on Public and Private Property, to assert Title 39 jurisdiction on 88 Centennial Avenue. It will also be open to the public, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Are there any comments or questions regarding this item? Seeing none, that will be on. The next item will be an ordinance on second reading, an ordinance releasing, extinguishing, and vacating the rights of the public in portions of Clawson Street, Brook Avenue, and Field Avenue. It will be open to the public, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Is there any comments or questions regarding this?
I would like some clarification on that one.
This is over by the fire training, all the paper streets over by the fire training site over there.
Extinguishing them too?
It would be to the part where we're going to have a redevelopment site out there, to the properties out there where the old Layla Bus Company was. I don't know if you've ever been back there. It's Layla Bus Company has left Piscataway, and we're trying to get that site cleaned up because it's actually in deplorable condition, quite frankly.
So it's not quite contiguous to where the Best Buy is, but it's in that same area.
It's adjacent to the fire training center.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you very much. So those are all of the items now for the next meeting. So we'll go on to 18, which will be open to the public for remote attendees. So if you are remote and if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 9 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anyone in the public?
Council President, there are no individuals remotely with their hand raised.
Okay, so then I'm going to close the remote public portion, and that'll bring us to the in-person public portion. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. So if anyone has any comments or questions, now would be the time to come to the podium, state your name and address, and note that you have 3 minutes in which to speak. Hold it. Keep it held down.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Good evening and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Mayor, thank you, Mayor and Council President, VP, and all council members. Congratulations to the new president and vice president, and thank you to the former folks who served in that capacity.
May I just ask you to state your name and address?
Yes, I'm Sharon Robinson Briggs. My address is 407 Silverton Place, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh. Absolutely. And I'm joined by my mom, Mrs. Vermel Robinson, who's been a resident of Piscataway for over 50 years. And I'm very happy to join you this evening. Thank you, Mayor Waller, my school chum, for your appointment reference for me to the Civil Rights Advisory Commission. It will be my pleasure to use my experience to serve all of the people of Piscataway. And I thank you for this opportunity to be of assistance.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Is there anyone else in the public who'd wish to speak? Now is the time to come up. State your name and address and note that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. Okay, seeing none, then I am closing.
You can ask for close. I'd like to make a comment about Mr. Baker.
Oh, yes.
No, Mr. Baker is allegedly retired.
now our former township attorney, but he's still here in the audience.
Oh,
I think he's taken a long sabbatical. Actually, he's still on call for any legal work, but the day-to-day operation of being a town's attorney has been turned over to Raj. So I want to thank Mike for all the hard work he did for many years as the township attorney. And for those of you who don't know personally, Mike personally, he is a farmer at heart. He has a very big farm in his hometown of East Brunswick, where he farms on a consistent basis, and him and I swap stories on who's growing the bigger tomatoes or the better fruit and things like that, and vegetables. Mike, I wish you luck tilling your soil to bring the fruits of the earth out of there in your retirement.
Oh, Michael, I did not see you back there. You're hiding. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mayor. That was very nice. So let me just get back to then closing the public portion. So now I'm closing the public portion, and that will bring us to the last item, adjournment. Do I have an offer?
Offer.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Aye. Yep. None. We are adjourned. I got my gavel.